We're kind of like your favorite pair of old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. The 4 o'clock hour, the witching hour is upon us, where wins become losses and losses become wins. Pigskin picks around the corner. Gabe Morenci confirmed for 4:30, Wikipedia, and then Miley Cyrus, the remix weekend kickoff at 5. We all have fun on our weekend, watch football, and then our eyes to the skies as a possible hurricane comes next week. But that's next week's problem. This week's problem, I got to get off the schneid in this Pigskin Picks and start improving myself. By the way, it is a Clutch Vodka Football Friday with Sheeman Shepherd. The Clutch Cares Foundation, helping families who have children with special needs. The goal is to provide a family with $500,000 to financially assist with their special needs child for the rest of his or her life. Visit their website, clutchspirits.com. That's Clutch with a K. We're very glad to have them on board. All right. It is 5 minutes and 10 seconds past the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Time for a SportsCenter rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Three college football games tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN. 3-0 Syracuse hosts Virginia. 8 o'clock on FS1, Air Force hosts Nevada. And at 9 o'clock, Boise State goes to El Paso to take on UTEP. That game on CBS Sports Network. Aaron Judge goes for home run 61 tonight. The Yankees host the Red Sox for game 2 of a 4-game series. You can watch the game for free on Apple TV with a 7:05 first pitch. And the Bills will be without safety Micah Hyde and defensive tackles Jordan Phillips and Ed Oliver Sunday against the Finns.
All right. Pete, are you ready?
I am absolutely ready.
Crystal ball, you ready? I mean, heavy is the head. I mean, you started off pretty hot here.
Yep.
I don't know if you can keep it up.
Quick recap.
Strike the band. Quick recap goes as such. Chris is in first place. He's won twice as many games as he's lost against the spread, 14-7, after a firecracker hot 5-2 week last week.
Very impressive.
Pete Shepherd is in second place, 6 games back already, 8-13 after a 3-4 week.
This is backhand.
I am right behind him, 7-5.
Already.
I've lost twice as many games as I've won, but this is where I turn around, 7-14, 2-5 last week. The coin, even at 2-5, me, I can laugh at the coin. The coin was 0-7. 6-15 for the season.
The coin doesn't have a brain.
The coin should be 50-50, and it went 0-7.
As Toothbrush says, the 4 o'clock hour where Chris picks winners, Pete is mediocre, and Craig mails it in.
I never mail it in. I just struggle. By the way, I've won this 3 years in a row.
You didn't win it last year. I beat you last year.
But Lombardi, I won the first three.
I beat you last year.
Best bets, I'm 1-2, so is Pete. Chris is 2-1. Live dogs, I've got 7.5 points. Pete has 0, Chris has 6. We'll get to
that later. Winner this weekend.
That's going to change.
I got a winner this weekend.
So do I.
Now, y'all talk a big game. First up on the docket, Clemson at Wake Forest. Wake is plus 7. Chris.
Yeah, yesterday I got to apologize because I kind of got on Pete when he started going through some stats about why Clemson is going to win this game comfortably, and I said, I don't want to hear it. Well, I went and looked it up for myself, and Clemson's going to win this game comfortably. They'll cover the 7.
I'll fill you in as to why that is in a second.
I'm going with Wake. I don't think Clemson is that good. I don't. I think they're fine. I think this is the biggest game on Wake Forest's schedule in many years. They're excited about their quarterback. They're excited about being at home. I think this is going to be a dogfight. Mark me down for Wake and the Demon Deacons.
They had a big game last year against Miami and lost. Clemson and Wake meeting on Saturday.
Yeah,
both teams ranked in the AP poll, first time since 1950. There was a Southern Conference back then. It wasn't even an SEC or an ACC. Wake Forest won and 64 all-time against AP top 10 teams. Last time they won was against Tennessee when the Vols were ranked fourth back in 1946. Let that sink in. The Demon Deacons have lost 62 straight games versus AP top 10 teams, the longest streak in the poll era since 1936. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they haven't covered, but I'm taking it that way. I'm laying the 7. Clemson minus 7.
Can I change my pick?
No. You want to?
No.
You can change it.
No, I'm going to stick by my guns.
The coin says the road team. That would be Clemson.
All right.
Next, the Florida Gators at Tennessee. The Vols, 10.5 point favorites at home. Chris.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of stats to back up Florida in this spot, but ultimately, I just don't think the Gators can score enough points to keep this game close in the fourth quarter. I think Tennessee scores in the 40s in this spot, and I don't think the Gators can hit 30, so give me Tennessee.
I'm taking the Florida Gators. I think Tennessee wins the game, and maybe even comfortably. 10.5. I don't like it.
Yep.
So I'm going to keep Florida. I'm going to go with the Florida Gators soon. On a game you can hear here on ESPN Southwest Florida.
There is something in the air. It doesn't matter where these two teams play. 16 out of 17. 16-1. Gators are against Tennessee. Not only is Florida going to cover, they're going to find a way to win this game.
Whoa!
I like the Gators. I think they're going to finally get at least two touchdown passes thrown in this game by somebody.
And a trick play?
And, I think it's going to be one of the most entertaining games of the day. You all know that game day is going to be there on ESPN. It should be a great atmosphere, no doubt. But the Florida Gators, with the exception of one time over the last 17 years, have got the Vols' number. It doesn't matter who's playing. They got them. And they're going to get them again in Knoxville. They're going to win the game outright on Saturday.
As Steve Spurrier once said, you can't spell Citrus Bowl without UT. What does the coin say?
Road team going with the Gators.
Next, Arkansas. Going into Texas A&M at Smelly College Station.
Yes.
A&M, a 2-point favorite. Chris?
Yeah, I mean, Texas A&M, I do not like that offense. I don't think that their defense is going to be able to stop the running game that Arkansas is going to bring in on Saturday night. I like the Razorbacks to win this game.
I, too, am going with Arkansas. My eyebrows went up. I was surprised by this line when it first came out. And A&M is broken right now. Arkansas, look, man, been good for about a year and a half. I like Arkansas.
Well, here's the thing in this one. First of all, SEC Nation is going to be down there for this one. It's the 11th time the teams have met when both ranked. Razorbacks have won 6 of the previous 10, including last year's game. Remember, they won 20-10. That snapped a 9-game losing streak, by the way, to the Aggies. So the Aggies have won 9 out of 10 in this series. However, I'm with you guys in this one as well. I think it's the toughest game out of all 8 games that we have today on our board. I'm taking the Razorbacks as well to go in and getting it done. Although it probably helped Miami if Texas A&M won.
Yes, it would.
Yes, it would. Flip the old coin-a-roo.
Road team, once again, going with Arkansas.
A lot of road teams so far with the coin. Yeah.
All three of them.
You know, okay.
Yeah.
On to the National Football League. Josh Allen and the red-hot Buffalo Bills coming into even hotter South Florida, taking on Tua and the Miami Dolphins. Buffalo is a 6-point favorite. Mind you, half of the defense for the Bills is shaken up here, and then several are not playing. Chris, which way are you going?
Look, I think that this is a nuts-on-the-table game for the Miami Dolphins.
Ouch.
You can tell the entire country that you are a legitimate Super Bowl contender by covering this spread. Not only do I think the Fins cover the 5.5, I think the Miami Dolphins win the game outright. Fins up! And they'll be number one in Craig Sheeman's power ranking next weekend.
They'll be up there. All right.
I had Buffalo written down. I hedged with all the injury reports and the three starters out on the defense. But you know what? Tua's going to need at least five touchdown passes this week. I know he can do it in order to beat the Bills, but I don't think he will. He's going to come back down to earth just a smidge. I'm going to stick with Buffalo. Look, I respect Miami. This is a respectable pick. I'm not knocking anybody. But the Bills are the best in the NFL and until they're not. So I'm going to go with the Bills to win and cover.
I'm also going with Buffalo. I've given you all the numbers, all the nuggets, and maybe we'll have time. Look, I think this is going to be a hell of a game. 37-30. They barely covered. 37-30 Buffalo, but it's going to be one hell of a game. I can't wait for it. What was that?
That was the flipping of the coin.
I caught it.
So we've got bottom face Mecca.
I caught it.
Good catch, Chris.
Guess.
Well, I don't know. You
Buffalo.
Caught it. Which way was it?
Tails.
Tail. Oh, road team.
Oh.
Buffalo. Next, the Battle of the Bays. The Battle of Future First Ballot Hall of Famers. The Battle of a game that you can hear here on ESPN Southwest Florida Sunday afternoon. The Green Bay Packers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's now a pick'em. It was minus one.
Yeah.
I am going with the Green Bay Packers. I know they struggle. Why am I going first? I just started rambling. Picking the Packers. Go ahead, Chris. Sorry.
Look, Aaron Rodgers has not had success against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, especially in Tampa. Pete went over the numbers last hour. 1-3 all time against the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. I just, if you're Green Bay and you can't beat the Bucs in this spot, you're not going to beat the Buccaneers. I think that this is where it catches up to Tampa Bay. I don't feel good about this pick. I think that this is going to be a game dominated by defenses and probably decided somewhere in the special teams game. Because I don't think either quarterback will make the mistake that turns the tide. But I'm going to go with Green Bay. I just think it's one of those games where if you can't get them now, you're never going to get them.
And I understand that logic, but these two quarterbacks.
But Tom Brady plays on the other team.
Yeah.
There's that.
Aaron Rodgers has thrown two pick sixes. Raymond James Stadium is not a good place for the Green Bay Packers. It's not a good place overall for Aaron Rodgers. I think it's going to be a defensive struggle, not quite as bad as last week. I think the Bucs are going to be able to run the ball a little bit better, and that's going to be the difference in the game and setting a better field goal position. And I do think that Tampa Bay is going to win the turnover battle, so the Buccaneers will find a way to win this game at home, and Aaron Rodgers and the House of Horrors, which is Raymond James Stadium, will continue.
The coin?
Home team going with the Bucs.
By the way, earlier I said Buffalo minus six. It's minus 5.5. I just want to be on the record. I don't think that changes anybody's pick, but 5.5. All right. Next, the mighty Detroit Lions hitting the road for the first time, going to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Vikings are minus six, Chris.
Look, I think that this is a very unique spot for the Lions, a spot that they have not been in for the last few years, coming off of the big win last weekend. I mean, any win in Detroit is a big win over the last, 3 years?
30.
So, I'm giving them some credit for the Matt Stafford years. They were perennially 500 during those years, but this is a great spot for the Minnesota Vikings. You just embarrassed yourself in front of the country on Monday Night Football. You come back home where you've already destroyed the Green Bay Packers. You get to go up against a not very good Lions defense. I think the Lions will score in this game, but I don't know how they're going to stop the passing attack for the Vikings. Give me the Vikings laying the six.
I think it's interesting. I'm taking Minnesota as well. Vikings, Dalvin Cook, the last three matchup against Detroit, last being healthy in a game versus the Lions for that November 8th game was 2 years ago in 2020. And the six games he's played against Detroit in his career, he's averaged 106.3 rushing yards per game and scored six touchdowns. The reason why I say that, he only had 17 rushing yards last week, third fewest game in his career. Double-digit win by the Minnesota Vikings. Sorry, Craig.
Have the two of you not learned in the 6 years we've done this show? And this will be backed up by Gabe Morenci in about 10 minutes. The Detroit Lions, ATS, are the second best team in the NFL. How many times last year were there huge and sometimes double-figure
lines, and I said, guys, it's laughable. The Lions always cover the spread. This will be inside of six games, and I'll come here on Monday, and I will remind you what I said once again. It's like pulling off the string out of the back of the doll. I'll say the same thing over again. Take Detroit.
And I will count it with this. The Vikings' last three meetings with the Lions, all of which Cook missed, each game is finished by just a two-point margin, with Minnesota winning the first two and Detroit winning the most recent matchup on December 5th of last year. But Dalvin Cook is going to be the difference. No, I'm just saying, I think it's a good game down to the end. I just think the Vikings win by 7 to 10 points. They just have to win by 7. I got them winning by 10.
Coin.
Road team, Minnesota. Detroit.
Detroit. Detroit. So much lack of respect.
I'm sorry. Goodness gracious.
It's unbelievable.
Just get below 500 so we have to stop talking about your team.
Next, the Baltimore Ravens, fresh off their embarrassment at the Rock, now taking on the New England Patriots. Lamar Jackson and company are three-point favorites in this game. Chris.
I think something's really wrong with the Patriots offense. I don't think that they can score with Baltimore in this spot. I feel of the eight games we're picking, I probably feel the most confident about this one. Give me Baltimore minus the 3 points.
Best bet?
Well, it's not my best bet, but of the eight that we're picking, I feel pretty confident about this one.
Pete Shepard, your retort?
My retort is, as I've been saying, I think the Ravens can win this by 7 to 10 points. I think the Patriots are going to move the ball on the Ravens, as we saw that Miami did last week. Yes, you have Tyreek Hill, you have Waddle. I'm not saying they put up numbers like that. I just think that this is a tough spot. But every time I feel like this overconfident that they're going to lose, they always bite me in the butt. I'm still going with Baltimore between 7 and 10 points. Patriots are 7-2 in the last 9 openers. They lost the last year to Miami, but they haven't lost back-to-back home openers in 20 years, 21 years. And they won 4 or 5 against the Ravens, including the playoffs, but those were different teams. I get it. I'm still sticking with I could understand if this was a lot of people's best bets. I could certainly understand that. But, yeah, I'm going with the Ravens. I think they win by 7 to 10 points.
All streaks come to an end, especially 21 years of home openers. Give me Baltimore in an easy W.
Won't be easy.
By the way, Ravens trivia coming up on Wikipedia. Yeah.
Right.
Road
home team for the coin, going with New England.
New England. Our final NFL game, the San Francisco 49ers and Jimmy G, 1.5-point favorites going into Denver and Russell Wilson. Chris, which way are you going?
So we follow up the game I feel most confident about with the game I feel least confident about. I don't know about this game at all. I think both defenses are the better units here. I'm going to go with the home team in a primetime spot, and if the offense doesn't start clicking this week, it's like, when is it going to happen?
It's hot season.
And so I don't feel good about it, but I'm going to go with the Broncos covering the small number.
I just have one little thing to say, because I love when people throw these snarky little text messages out there, and there's no rebuttal from us sometimes, there's too many. But I am going to do this. 239, get the wax out of your ears. Turnovers with Aaron Rodgers, LOL, not likely. I don't know how old you are, how much football you've watched in your lifetime, or if you haven't listened to the show. I just told you, Raymond James Stadium for Aaron Rodgers, my friend, has been a house of horrors. He's 1-3 there. He's thrown 5 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, and he's thrown 2 pick sixes in that stadium. He doesn't play well there. So this is a really good defense going up against. So when you say LOL and turnovers with Aaron Rodgers not likely, I don't know how old you are, how much football you watch, but you clearly haven't been paying attention when Aaron Rodgers plays the Buccaneers. Next, I'm taking San Fran because I think Nathaniel Hackett should be fired. Not quite. Maybe he might not make it through the end of the year. And not because of like Urban Meyer situation. He does not know what he's doing. He's even admitted it, basically. No clue. I have no faith in the Denver Broncos. San Fran by a touchdown.
I, too, am taking Jimmy G, and I'm riding the wave.
Who'd you take, Chris?
Denver,
because of the home team.
Okay.
Coin.
Road team, San Fran.
All right. That concludes the games. Now on to
which
best
they don't
bets.
Like that out
Who?
There.
What?
The San Franciscoans. They don't like San Fran.
They
don't like
San
calling
Francisco.
It San Fran.
No, they don't. Yeah, they don't.
That's too bad. Quit having people defecate in the streets and I'll call them what you want.
Excellent point.
Excrement point. Best bets. Chris, start us off. Who you got?
All right. Notre Dame's offense sucks. North Carolina's offense is incredible. North Carolina at home. Are they plus two or minus two? I have minus two, but I think they're plus two.
No, I think you're right. They're minus two. Hang on.
UNC minus a point and a half. Point and a half.
I got a 2.5 on
this
one.
It's right here. Okay. We use the ESPN lines. Okay. It's 1.5.
Good. That means why the late money's coming on Notre Dame, stupidly.
UNC minus 1.5 against Notre Dame.
Okay, taking the Tar Heels. Pete, your best bet of the weekend.
My best bet is Clemson. Not going against it. -7. Best bet, -7, Clemson. 1-64, Tigers are in their last 65.
Now, that's not a record against the spread. That's just a straight-up record.
I'm just going by also, when Clemson won, I think, pretty handily last year, too.
Yes, they did. They won 46-27, I think.
They'll win again.
All right, for my best bet, Roll Damn Tide. Now, normally I do first half bets with Alabama against Vanderbilt. I believe it's 25.5 at the half. I actually think that's just a smidge high. I'm going first quarter, 10.5. That means Vegas is going, Craig, you think they're a touchdown and a field goal or two touchdowns in the first quarter? I'm going to ride it with two touchdowns. Give me the Tide, first quarter, covering -10.5.
First quarter, -10.5.
That is correct.
Okay, quick little nugget here for you. Vanderbilt looking for its first on-field win against Alabama since 1984. Forget the forfeit they got in 1993-17-6. Alabama's 22-game game on-field winning streak against Vandy is tied for the longest winning streak against a single opponent in program history. They won 22 straight against Mississippi State from 58-79. Commodores looking to snap a 21-game losing streak against SEC opponents. But okay, Craig, -10 in the first quarter?
First quarter.
10.5.
10.5. So they got to get two touchdowns. They can't get that settle for a field goal. All right, live dogs. Chris, who do you like?
All right. Follow me on this. Appalachian State, week one, loses a heartbreaker to North Carolina 63-61. Week two, they go to Texas A&M. They win the game outright. Week three, at home, win on a Hail Mary to Troy. They have to have a letdown spot coming. I think it's this weekend against James Madison. They're +7.
Excellent.
Give me
team.
James Madison, a good football team. They're 2-0 as well, plus the 2 points against Appalachian – or plus the seven points against Appalachian State.
All right. I am I'm going small this week. I'm not taking a big bite, but I do think Arkansas wins at A&M. I believe it's +2, right?
Yeah.
So I'll just go for the 2 points there, the Arkansas win at A&M. Pete, who's your live dog?
My live dog is going to be the Florida Gators at +10.5. As I do think they have a chance to win this game outright. They have just had Tennessee's number for 95% of the time the last almost two decades. So I'm going to go with the Florida Gators. They find a way to get it done and upset the Volunteers at Rocky Top.
All righty. Appreciate that. And that'll do it for Pigskin Picks. Another one is in the books. Couple of things. I want to tell you about our good friends at Sanibel Shutters, who do great work right here in town. Get yourself some high-end plantation shutters for your house. Spruce it up. Call my man Robert over there at 800-207-1070, 800-207-1070. Tell him Craig sent you. And if you drive and you can't write down a number, their website is really easy to remember. SanibelShutters.com. That's SanibelShutters.com. Factory direct pricing, hardwood collection, highest quality, handcrafted in their shop here in town, and their own people are part of their installation team as well. It's a one-stop shop, everything under one roof. They'll take care of you and make your place just look fantastic. It's SanibelShutters.com. Check out Sanibel Shutters today.
Real quick, 239, who says, have you on every day while working? Thank you very much, 239. Don't always hear everything. I'm a Bear. Don't watch Bucks. Don't know Rodgers at Buck Stats. Okay. So maybe I jumped down your throat too early for that. So I apologize.
Let's give him a texter name. Bear down.
Bear down is your new texter name.
That's
right?
Your new texter name.
Bear down. But again, we don't just say willy nilly stuff on the show without
you
want to
call him down your throat.
No.
No. No. No. No. That won't work.
Chris, I agree with everything you said about the. I get it. I trust me. I get it. Doesn't matter. Florida has their number.
Gabe Morenci is next. It's all part of a Clutch Vodka Friday, a football Friday with Sheeman and Shepherd. Check out their website, clutchspirits.com. That's clutch with a K. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
In Southwest Florida. I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman is Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. It is a Clutch Vodka Football Friday with Sheeman and Shepherd. We just gave our picks. Now it's time for the professional, Gabe Morenci. He's everywhere, but you can follow him at Twitter, at Sports Rage. It has everywhere he is, Sirius XM, Mightier 1090. He's everywhere, and that's why we have him on. Gabe Morenci, how are you?
Gabe, you're killing it, buddy. You're 9-1 in your big super contest, right? You're killing it. Only a couple teams left at the perfect 10-0. You're one of 27 teams, I understand, at 9-1. And you are so close to getting into some early money here. Congrats.
It would be nice to cash early. They've got a $50,000 prize for the best record for the first 3 weeks of the Super Contest. It's unfortunate we're not undefeated, and we're not one of the three teams, and there's not three undefeated teams instead of the two. But it really is amazing, isn't it? Out of, like, thousands of people, I don't even know how many people are in the contest this year. I think about 1,400 or 1,600, 1,800 in that range, that there's only two undefeated teams. And we would be if not for the Seattle Seahawks last week.
And
I'm not an if ands or buts and, you know, candies and nuts type of guy. I don't even like the term bat beat. Although anybody that had the Pittsburgh Steelers plus 11.5 on a teaser last night, like me, was a bad beat. But I'm telling you, only I could somehow manage to get screwed by a quarterback getting hurt and it actually making the other team better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I have Seattle plus the 9.5. And hey, listen, man, San Francisco were running the ball early. They did look good. So there's no guarantees. That's what I was going to say. There's no guarantees that if Trey Lance doesn't get hurt, that they still don't blow Seattle out, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
You saw anyone who was watching the game, man. It was like Joe Montana came back.
Yeah.
It was. I almost want to tell these people, you guys remember you used to hate Jimmy, right? And that's why you drafted this guy?
Yeah.
But now, you would have thought Joe Montana, man, walked out onto the field. The crowd went crazy. The team went crazy. The atmosphere, everything. It was just a big pop, and I knew I was done. But hey. No complaints. We're 9-1. We're looking at the big picture. It's sort of like throwing a no-hitter. You're disappointed you gave up a hit. But that's the bar that we've set so far, Pete. And we have another team, too. I'm on two of them. And the other one's 7-3 as well. So nothing to snarl at.
Yeah.
When we're checking in at 90% and 70%.
Well, you need the money because I know you're flying all over the country. Weren't you at the Bills game on Monday night? By the way, they're here in our backyard with a banged-up defense taking on the Dolphins. But, yeah, did you catch the Bills Monday night?
I was not there live.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to be, and it was breaking my heart. It's funny you say that. I was like, man, I really should be there. And then I was like, what are you? You a Fish fan? You a deadhead? You're going to start following the Bills around? I'm going to go to every Bills game this year?
Hey,
I wouldn't mind. Listen, if I was Drake or something and I had all that money, I would.
Yeah, right.
But I can't. Hey, what a game it's going to be this week in South Beach. You guys know we don't need to tell Dolphin fans tuning in. The Bills have absolutely owned the Dolphins. McDermott, 9-1 straight up. Josh Allen's played the Dolphins 8 times in his career. He's beaten them 7 times. Big-time football game. Looking forward to it. But we got a great weekend of sports. Let me just throw something out here quickly, guys. I'm already in on this. Do yourself a favor tonight at 12:30. and watch the AFL Australian football. It's the final tonight. We've already got a Nickelodeon on this thing, and we're on the Geelong Cats.
Okay,
guys, so take the Geelong Cats to win this game tonight. They're like minus 205 on the money line right now. They open at 170. It's been bet up, but it's a nice way to get your weekend started. Put them in a parlay. Enjoy a nice AFL football championship. It's their Super Bowl. 100,000 people, fans, the whole big thing, betting. And what's great about it, their sponsor is called Hungry Jack's, which is actually Burger King.
Wow.
So now you guys are learning something. Yeah. Burger King is called Hungry Jack's in Australia.
I would, 6 years ago before I met you, I might have thought that was a little weird betting on Australia, but I bet on South Korean baseball this week, so I'm with you.
Well, it's a big deal. AFL football is big time. It's a big time league. Somebody asked me, people always ask me, Craig, what's the most degenerate and craziest thing I bet on? And it's like, I don't know, man. It's like asking Lemmy what's the craziest, you know, drink, you know, that he's ever had. I don't know. There's been a lot of them. But I have to say sumo wrestling.
Oh.
I forgot about that. Someone's asked me the other day. I bet on sumo wrestling before. I think that's the most extreme thing.
Well, that's anything tonight, Virginia, Syracuse, I think it's going to be a real interesting game. Nevada, Air Force, and then Boise State, UTEP. Let's start with that. Anything jump out at you with these three tonight?
You know, I think that Air Force is going to bounce back in a big way. That was a strange performance last week. I didn't lay the points. I thought it was sort of trappish. And it ended up that way. But Nevada have a lot of problems right now. They lost to Incarnate Word. All right.
Yeah,
so if you're losing to Incarnate Word on your home field, you're probably going to be in trouble. And we all know the thing with these military guys, they don't let up. They run the same play over and over. So it's not like they can take the pedal off the metal. Like that's the one thing. If a military academy is down, they're not going to quit. If they're up, they're not going to stop. No. It just is what it is. Nevada just don't have the physicality. I think these kids are just going to get run over tonight. I'm not in the business of generally laying this many points unless it's a superpower doing so. But I do think that Air Force are going to pummel Nevada tonight. You know, 38-0, 44-7 or something like that. Virginia and the Cuse, man, this Syracuse team's a lot of fun to watch.
Yep.
Derek Schrader's unbelievable what he's doing at the quarterback position. They're two great quarterbacks in this game. I look at this game, and I like the over. I think it's a little light here at 53.5 for Virginia and Syracuse. So we're going to pull the trigger with the over in that football game. We're going to lay the points with Air Force. Boise State, to me, is more of a money line parlay or just one of those games that are sort of there. But quickly looking at the college card, as far as some of these big games are concerned, I said I don't like laying points, but I don't mind what it's Georgia. Guys, Georgia are better this year than they were last year. All right? Mm-hmm. Their defense is every bit as good. They're giving up. They've given up 10 points in three games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're not playing FCS. He's like, you know what I mean? They played the Oregon Ducks. They played South Carolina.
Yeah.
They've given up 10 points in three games. Brock Bowers is the best football player in the country that people don't talk about. This kid's a phenom. Their offense is better. Kent State, like, they're in a lot of freaking trouble in this spot, man.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Georgia, even if they take it, look, Georgia can win 82-0 if they want. They're not going to want to win 82-0, but Kent State won't be able to cross the 50-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not going to score any points here. So we're going to lay 24 points in the first half with the Georgia Bulldogs. We'll lay the 45 with the game. They're going to win, like, 55-0 or so. They'll get over the number. Kirby Smart knows what the barometer is here. So we'll go minus 24 first half and minus 45 for the game. The Michigan Wolverines stepping up in class here, so to speak. You know, it's not rare you say that when you play Maryland and stepping up in class, but Michigan's schedule has been pretty soft. But with that being stated, they've also put up 50 or more points in all three of their football games, and I don't think it's going to change. In case you're wondering, guys, last year Michigan beat Maryland 59-18. Michigan are better this year than they were last year. Like, they literally are. Oh, but Hutchinson and Ojabo are gone. You know, watch this team play.
Okay.
Watch this team on offense. Look at J.J. McCarthy completing 88% of his passes. I think they're going to drill them. It won't be 59-18, but I think Michigan will cover this lofty number. And they got Clemson and Wake Forest here, guys, another early game. A lot of cool early games here. You know, at first I was like, man, you know, Wake Forest getting these points and stuff. I'm not overly impressed with Clemson. But the fact of the matter is, man, Clemson have absolutely owned them. They've won 13 in a row against Wake Forest. by a combined score, guys, of 527 to 167. their average margin of victory is 27.7 points.
Wow.
They don't like these guys. You know what's amazing, too? In the last 13 games, Clemson have scored at least 28 points against Wake Forest in every one of them. Clemson's offense isn't as explosive as I would like to win a national championship good, but they're good enough to go up and down the field on Wake here. I'm going to stay away. I'm not going to lay the 7.5, just to the 7 here, just because of the, I want to take Wake Forest, but the money to be made here, guys, is on the over of this football game. Give me the over. And before we get into the NFL quickly, we can't go over every college game. I get it, all this Tennessee Volunteer stuff, and I know that the Anthony Richards suddenly struggling. The Gators won 5 straight, 16-17 versus the Vols. It's amazing. They're actually 16-1 against the spread, against the Volunteers as well in this run. Pete and Craig, I think the Vols will get their signature win that Heupel needs. I'm a big fan of Hendon Hooker and what they're doing, but their defense is not good enough to beat a team like Florida by 11 points, in my opinion. I think the Vols win. Kids are going to storm the field. It's going to be a great time up there on Rocky Top here, but I got to take the point. And last quick pick here for college on the way out. How about them Arkansas Razorbacks, man?
Yep.
How about them Hogs?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, this A&M team, yeah, they're great on defense. They top out at 17, okay?
Right.
They can't put points up on the board, and I don't think they're going to be able to keep up with Arkansas. Arkansas are going to outscore A&M and set up a massive tilt with Alabama next week.
Mm. All right, that's great stuff, and I love your Florida pick. I actually have, and we pick an underdog, what we think could be an underdog outright winner every week. I got the Gators this week because it's a lot what you said. They just own Tennessee. It doesn't matter who's on the field or what they play; they basically own them. But let's move on to the NFL. So many really really interesting games. I know down here you got two of the big ones of the day with Buffalo and Miami and Tampa Bay hosting Green Bay, the House of Horrors of Raymond James Stadium for Aaron Rodgers. But let's start with those two games, Gabe.
Well, let's start off with the Buffalo Bills. The Bills have squished the fish in this rivalry, as we know. I brought it up earlier. McDermott 9-1 straight up in his 10 games. Josh Allen 7-1. They've done well against the spread. Now, this is an amazing, it's just incredible to say this out loud for your listeners that are unaware of this. The last 20 games that the Buffalo Bills have won in the regular season have all been by double digits.
Wow.
Yeah.
20 games. Their last 20 regular season wins are by 10 points or more, guys.
That's incredible.
It's the longest streak since the 1941 and 1942 Chicago Bears. They're beating teams by an average margin of 21.85 points per game. It's almost like we're talking about college teams. Like we're just talking about Alabama and Georgia and these stupid numbers. These guys are doing this to NFL teams. Now, I look at this game. I do have a lot of respect for the Dolphins, man. I smashed the Dolphins' win total over 8.5. I've been a Tua backer and defender. I have McDaniel to be coach of the year. But with all that being stated, I don't think they're going to beat the Buffalo Bills. And then you get into the case, all right, well, when the Bills win, they cover. Very similar to the Los Angeles Dodgers. You're going to bet the Dodgers, bet them on the run line, they're going to win, or they're going to kill you, they're just going to lose the game outright. They don't lose the game outright very often.
Mm.
It's a tough spot. I like the over in this game. I'm not concerned about the weather. I mean, we're talking about teams, but, you know, the Bills are scoring 36 points a game. Mm-hmm. Miami's putting up 31. I think this game is going to go over the number. I think ultimately the Bills are going to win, sort of an old-school Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, old-school rivalry game, guys.
That's what I say.
38-28 Bills type thing.
All right.
Yeah, I think they're going to get after it. I think the Bills will give up some points to Waddle and to Tyreek Hill. Not, you know, maybe 24 in that range. But Josh Allen's just unstoppable right now. Is it the best bet of the week? I don't know. Probably not, just because of the circumstance and you're laying all those points. But it's a big game. You asked me about it. I think the Bills will win. I think the Bills are going to cover. I think the game goes over the number. I like the Packers. And listen, nobody gets rich betting against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, but I think it's just asking. It's a bridge too far now, as far as the injuries are concerned for the Bucs in this football game. And you know what game that I'm looking at here? I just don't think, and I'm sorry, Pete, I just don't think the Patriots are very good. So, you know, you beat the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. We see the Steelers and their mediocrity right now. I think that the Patriots are going to be able to compete against offensively challenged football teams. But if they're playing a team that can put points up on the board, I just don't see how Mac Jones and company are going to be able to trade points with Lamar Jackson. I know they're coming off disappointing. I almost like that, actually. Harbaugh's, you know, they're not going to go into a shell and a cocoon in Baltimore with Harbaugh and Lamar. They're going to be focused after what happened last week. They're going to have a chip on their shoulder. And Lamar Jackson playing MVP-caliber football. It wasn't his fault they lost last week. So I like the Ravens on the money line. We'll lay the points with the Bills. We'll go over the number in the Bills in a fish game. A pick that will be in the contest. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to have the Ravens in the contest. I'm not sure about the Bills. It's being debated right now. A team that we will have for sure, the Detroit Lions. They were favored for the first time in 2 years last year. They cover the number. It's amazing what this team is doing, ATS. They're now on a 13-6 ATS run right now. And you know, guys, this is also something, perception of reality. The last eight games the Detroit Lions have played in, they've won four of them outright.
That's right.
They're turning the corner without people kind of realizing it because it sort of was from last year, Craig, into this year.
Yeah.
But it's like, all right, our last eight games, we're 4-4.
That's right.
Like they're actually, you know, they are climbing the ladder and they're a covering machine. Listen, man, they beat the Minnesota Vikings last year, 29-27, and they also lost by 2 points.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just, you know, you want to get in front of a juggernaut like the Lions, all they do is cover points, spread. Give me the Lions. And also, they've been an over machine, the Lions. Six of the last eight games have gone over the number. Speaking of overs, Eagles, really trendy team right now, scoring 31 points a game. I think this is a trap. And you know what? When it's all said and done, I'm going to take Washington. I almost just don't want to have the courage to give it to all you guys publicly to say I'm going to take the Commanders. I'm going to do it. Give me the Washington Commanders, or whatever the hell they're called. What's the point? This is a trap spot, but we love the over of this game, guys. The Eagles are scoring 31 a game. Washington is scoring 27.7 points a game. Washington can't stop anybody, giving up nearly 30 points a game at 29 points per game. This is a division rivalry. They always play close games. Look for a high-scoring game to go over the number and Washington to cover the number. And finally, in closing here, guys, we'll give you Houston and Chicago. Not the most glamorous game of the year, but I tell you what, how do you not bet the under in this football game?
Yeah.
Texans only give up 18 points a game. Lovie Smith going back to Chicago. You know, the Bears are giving up the exact same thing. These two teams are so identical. They're both giving up like 18 points a game, and they both only score 14 points a game. I like the under in a real boring slugfest. Nice and boring, the way under bettors like it.
Nicely done.
Under the number.
I love all your picks. I, too, have the Ravens winning by double digits, 7 to 10 points. I've been saying it all week. The only thing I disagree with you on completely, not completely, the only game is Detroit-Minnesota.
What are you talking about?
Only because Cook is playing, and he hasn't played the last three time against the Lions, and he rushes for over 106 yards against them. And plus, I cannot take Craig winning this game coming in here on Monday morning.
I told you, Gabe was going to come here and say Gabe, the ATS is unbelievable.
Gabe, you've already made him blush. He's ready to have a cigarette during the break. I got to get out of the way. He's
I
a little dewy.
Michigan, Detroit Lions.
That's right.
We're rolling, Craig. We're rolling.
We are rolling to the bank, baby. All right,
I
good luck.
Michigan State this week, too. I have kind of a weird little thing with Minnesota being favored. Just a quick thing.
All right.
From a Wolverine fan to Sparty Nation, I think you guys could be the play this weekend.
All right. Very good.
Good luck in the Super Contest. Go
yeah,
get him.
Keep it going, man. You're red hot.
Hey, you guys are the best. It's always a pleasure, my man.
That's Gabe Morenci. Follow him on Twitter at SportsRage. He just made you a lot of money right there. A lot of money. Quick happy birthday shout out to Vols fan on happy Sunday, birthday. I see. And also, it is
happy
time
birthday,
to put
Vols,
no more singing. We're out of time. Wikipedia coming up. We need caller number 9-239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Test your knowledge against Pete Shepard. And as we told you, it's Baltimore Ravens trivia because it is John Harbaugh's birthday. Going to do some football. It's brought to you by Biggie's Place on Fowler Street in Fort Myers. Caller 9 right now as we continue here on a Football Friday brought to you by Clutch Vodka. Sheba Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. And we're super late. And by the way, happy birthday, Otis. It seemed like yesterday
happy
you just
birthday,
turned 50.
Otis. Happy birthday.
Our contestant today is Kyle in the Cape. Kyle, how are you?
Kyle?
Hey, how's it going?
What's
good,
up?
Good. What's your favorite NFL team, Kyle?
Oh, I am a Bills fan. I grew up in Buffalo, and this is finally our year, Bills Mafia. Last week, I just jumped on a table, so, got to keep up with tradition.
What table? Your coffee table in your house?
Yeah, are you okay?
No, I made sure it was somebody else's.
Oh, good. Are you going to the game tomorrow in Miami or Sunday?
No, I wanted to, but work's got me tied down.
All right, I got you. All right, first one of three correct answers is a winner. You get to go first. In addition to it being Otis's birthday tomorrow, it is John Harbaugh's birthday today, 1962. So we are going to do Ravens trivia. Here we go, Kyle. Your first question. Who do the Ravens play this weekend?
Oh, I should know this one. This is going to be a good game, too. Bengals?
No, sir.
No.
Pete's Patriots.
The Patriots. Foxborough.
I was going to say that.
All right. Pete Shepard. Yep. Baltimore is 1-1. Who have they played?
The Jets and last week Miami.
There you go. Pete Shepard, 1-0. All right. Kyle, can you tell me who Lamar Jackson's backup is?
Joe Webb?
No. Tyler Huntley.
From?
I don't know.
Utah!
All right, this is for Pete Shepard.
Yep.
Pete, who is the Ravens' starting tight end?
Well, it was on my fantasy team last week. I know it was Andrews.
Yes, Mark.
Yeah, I would have got that one.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see if you can get this one. Kyle, who is the Ravens' kicker?
Oh, it's Justin Tucker.
There you go. You're on the board. Pete with a 2-1 lead. Pete Shepard, for the win, if you could tell me the name of the stadium the Ravens play in.
M&T Bank.
That is correct, Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
Winner.
Good job, my man.
Kyle, thanks, man. Okay. We will still take care of you. Good luck to your Bills. We'll give you the prize package.
Whose table will you jump on this weekend if the Bills win?
Oh man, I don't know if the Patriots win, I might have to find one of yours.
There you go. All right, Kyle, don't work too hard this weekend.
My
man.
Dining room table isn't in yet. Actually, it's not coming in for 2 weeks.
All right, be good, Kyle. Appreciate it.
Be good. Good job.
Oh. All right, no hemming and hawing. Let's see if we can rapid fire these. Right.
We don't have to get through all of them. I mean, it is 5:02.
All right,
and we have six more questions.
All right, I know you know this one. Who wrote the poem "The Raven," which inspired the team name?
Edgar Allan Poe from Baltimore.
What Raven caught Kurt Warner's first career interception?
The easy answer would be to say Ed Reed, which is not. I believe it was Ray Lewis.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
What Ravens quarterback is the youngest quarterback to ever start a playoff game?
Lamar Jackson.
21 years of age. The Baltimore Ravens' first ever draft pick.
What's his name? Ogden.
Yes, Jonathan Ogden from the far side.
Yes.
Ravens' single season rushing record, 2,066 yards. Who was it?
2,066. From the far side.
Huh?
What are you talking about from the far side?
What was the name of the movie?
That wasn't him. That was Michael Orr.
Oh, that was Michael Orr. Never mind.
And that was called The Blind Side.
You're right. The Blind Side. Yeah.
Not Julia Roberts.
I'm trying to do this rapid fire and my brain
Sandra
slipped.
Bullock.
Yeah.
What
was the last question?
Who's their single season rushing record holder? Did 2,066 yards in 03.
Ray Rice.
No. Jamal Lewis.
Jamal Lewis. That's what I meant to say.
Which Raven holds the NFL record for the longest interception return?
Ed Reed.
107 yards in 08, did 106 yards in 04. Yep. There we go. Nice and tight.
I meant to say Jamal Lewis. I don't know why I said Ray Rice.
We're a tad late.
Nailed it.
The Miley Cyrus Remix Weekend Kickoff is coming up next, I believe. Do we also have a cash grab? Yes, the Sheeman Shepherd cash grab presented by Andujar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Let's go give you the word right now. It is, I can't see my list. Chris, what's the word? You got it right in front of you?
Week. W-E-E-K.
Not W-E-A-K.
As in days of.
E-E-K, like the week. This is the end of a week.
Yeah, not Craig's winning percentage.
Text it in at 45911, and you can win $1,000 to kick off your weekend here by 5:15. As we roll on a Clutch Vodka Football Friday with Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.